Welcome to the New Testament reading of Scripture from the New Living Translation for this week of St. Patrick's Day, and it's in John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. Now, this subtitle for this chapter is Jesus Predicts His Death. Hear God's Word, starting at verse 20. Some Greeks who have come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. Red Letter Edition, Jesus replied, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. The truth is a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil. Unless it dies, it'll be alone, a single seed. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All those who want to be my disciples must come and follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And if they follow me, the Father will honor them. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, 'Father, save me from what lies ahead?' But that is the very reason why I came. Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, "I have already brought it glory and will do it again." And when the crowd heard this voice, some thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to them. Again, red letters, Jesus said to them, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and when the prince of this world will be cast out, and when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. "Die?" asked the crowd. "We understood from Scripture that the Messiah would live forever. Why are you saying the Son of Man will die? Who is this Son of Man you're talking about?" Again, red letter at verse 35, Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little while longer. Walk in it while you can, so you will not stumble when the darkness falls. If you walk in the darkness, you cannot see where you're going. Believe in the light while there's still time, and then you will become children of the light." After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.